Computer Talk with Dave Mason. High-tech talk radio will never be the same.
Subsy butchers. The rules, even in war, you don't keep hacking on a man after he's down.
Boy, whenever I listen to his music, I think about when we went to that little club on Speedway.
Yep.
And we were about 6 feet from this guy.
It was a great concert, man.
It was like a 7-foot ceiling. We were about 6 feet from, it felt like he was in our living room.
Well, it was, I mean, the whole facility that was there was, it was very reminiscent of like the old time lounge days.
Right.
Where you're sitting with little cocktail tables.
Yes.
And the guys, I mean,
right there.
Basically sitting, they like, yes, almost like a makeshift stage.
Right.
And they're right there.
Right there. And that was just an incredible
It
thing.
Was a really cool experience. I'm glad we saw that.
Yeah, it's been a long time ago. That was like, what, late 90s?
I think it was.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, late
Ronnie
90s.
Laws.
Ronnie Laws. Yeah, that was incredible. You know, Gina and I went just a couple weeks ago to a really incredible event. Gladys Knight showed up in town.
Oh, I thought it was the Shania Twain thing.
Shania Twain. No, it was Gladys Knight.
Ah, no pips though.
No.
How do you do?
No.
How do you not?
You're jumping
pips?
To conclusions. You are jumping to conclusions.
Because it didn't say Gladys Knight in the pips. It just said Gladys Knight.
No, that was part of the fun.
Oh, they got up.
Because, well, here's the deal. Check it out. Let me talk.
No.
Let me talk. Hey. Can I tell you about what happened?
No. Gladys Knight did not have the pips. She didn't say it on the Guarquee.
On the Guarquee?
On the Guarquee. Above the marquee. It did not say pips on it. You said Gladys Knight, one night only or whatever it was.
No, it was awesome. She was incredible. I mean, it was really something. And it was at the Fox Theater, so that was kind of a fun venue. And what I didn't realize is the pips were her older brother and two cousins.
Oh.
Okay.
I recall her being related, but I couldn't remember how.
So in the middle of her deal, I mean, she's about halfway through her show. She talks a little bit about the pips. And then she says, and you know, here's my brother. You know, I forget his name. And he comes out. It was brilliant. You know, there's something about when you're doing stuff. I mean, they've been brother and sister most of their lives.
I think so.
And they've been performing on stage together for like 60 years. I'm not kidding you.
That's true.
Since like 1953. I didn't realize this.
Gladys is,
I
mean, like, she what, was 70?
Like, she's like 72.
Wow.
They've been performing since she was like 12 years old. Okay? So, you know, like 1953 or something. So he comes out, and they got the rapport. They got the rapport because they performed together so long, and then they got the rapport because they're brother and sister. And he does a great job of, like, taking over the show. You know?
Yeah, I know how
that
is.
It was hilarious. He was brilliant. He did a great job singing. He sang a couple songs. They sang some songs together.
Sounds like us.
It was one of those things, you know, where you really enjoyed the show because it was just fantastic. I mean, it was incredible music. But just that injection of the humor and just that chemistry between them, it was so much fun. I'll tell you, we left walking out of that theater and just, it was.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was a blast.
It sounds like this show we do here.
It was a blast.
Same thing, where I take over the show.
Incredible.
I sing a few tunes.
Incredible.
I kind of am the funny one here. I really make it good and fun.
And fun.
And we've been doing it almost all our lives because, you know, we are brothers.
Yeah.
And
we've been brother and sister most of our lives, too.
Most of it. Yep, for the most part. And you've been my sister for just the past few years. But before that, my brother.
No, you were a sister when you were younger. And then you grew into a male. That was another one of your things.
Hey,
you
I was
used
pretty,
to think
man.
when you ate, you used to think that it went to your toes, and then you got filled up from there.
Yeah.
And another thing that you had as a childhood illusion was you thought, because you used to say it. I mean, you were like 4 or 5 years old, and you'd say, "Yeah, when I was a girl, I used to do that." You
thought, did I do that?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, you used to think that you were born a girl and you grew up and grew into a man.
Well, if you look at the pictures of the early years, you would agree I was a girl.
You were very pretty.
I was very pretty.
You look like Glenn Campbell. Actually.
I had some pretty hair. I had like a pretty mouth, pretty face. I sure did. I was a pretty little girl.
Anyway, enough of that. So that was a blast. seeing Gladys Knight. Absolutely. All right, so we're talking about the Mobile World Congress in Barcelona, some of the devices that I found most interesting. Another one here that I don't know. You know, I think sometimes we go a little overboard with the technology, but this one almost kind of made me laugh, so I feel like I need to talk about it. It's called the Blue Smart. It's a connected carry-on. Mm. It has a built-in scale to weigh itself. I'm thinking, you could use that.
Yes.
Current weight is displayed on an app on your phone. Battery pack inside charges the device while you travel. Also comes with a Telefonica SIM card to trace the bag on a map whenever you lose it. That's probably the most. The scale thing to me made me laugh. The SIM card, I thought could be potentially very useful because it's incredible how often the airlines will lose your luggage. This will actually track it for you independent of them. So you can actually tell them, hey, wait a minute. I just landed in Chicago, and my bag is in Minneapolis. What's going on? $229. You can pre-order one. It will ship sometime later this year. They didn't announce an actual ship date. Another smartphone that was, you know, really a top-notch. And the thing I liked about this one is a little bit smaller because I think one of the things that happens is they add features, add capabilities, add performance. They tend to make the phones larger, and I think, to me, there's kind of a limit as to what's comfortable for me. Now, a lot of people, I'm amazed at some little teeny girls carrying around these big phones. They love it. They say it's easy to deal with. I guess so. I'm not a small guy. I don't like the monster phones. But the HTC One M9 is a third version of HTC's top-of-the-line smartphone. It's got a slightly smaller aluminum body than the prior two versions of the HTC One, which is a big selling point for me. Two-tone finish made of gold and silver. Actually, it isn't made of gold and silver. It's colored gold and silver. It's made of aluminum. They ditched the ultra-pixel camera on the back. They picked a 20-megapixel sensor instead. Will be available the middle of this month, which is like next week now. For $829 is the rumored price. HTC did not confirm that. Alcatel OneTouch Idol 3, an interesting phone that we're not going to talk about because it's too cheap and I don't like Alcatel. It reminds one of Google Glass, but in about the goofiest, ugliest, weirdest way.
That's a joke, right? That's got to be a joke.
No. It's the HTC Revive. Vive. The most unexpected announcement of the show. It's a virtual reality headset made in partnership with Valve. Now, we talked about Valve last week with their Steam and their commitment to Linux OS with their Steam games. This was made in partnership with Valve. It will run on Valve VR. It has two infrared trackers and dozens of built-in sensors. They allow you to roam freely around a 15 by 15 foot room. Now, my thought firstly is, if you see this thing, it looks like, I'm trying to think of what would be a similarly sized. What do we have in here?
I don't even know. I mean, looking at it, I can't even tell. It's a very weird size, a very weird form factor.
Big and funky looking.
I mean, strap on an ultrabook to your face. Kind of thing.
It's big. It's ridiculous. It's got to be, you know, I would say probably 9 by 6 and probably 2 or 3 inches thick, and you strap it on your head in front of your eyes. You know what? I'm thinking you just go buy a 5-gallon bucket. Stick your head in it and walk around, see what happens. We'll be back. More of Computer Talk with Dave Mason right after this.
Dave Mason, the Computer Whisperer. The Computer Whisperer? Back after this.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.